Hello everybody, so it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. And this I'm commenting on the very tragic case of Andrew Malcolmson, a man whose conviction was finally overturned 20 years later. So, well, almost 20 years later. So in 2003, a woman was allegedly raped in Salford in the United Kingdom, and Mr. Malcolmson was charged with this crime. And there were all sorts of reasons to prove that he couldn't have done it, because remember, it's up to the prosecution to do the proving. It's a well-known brocade that the defense don't have to prove anything. If they can prove something, as in exclude the very possibility it was him, well, that's obviously more power to their elbow. And as he said, he'd been kidnapped by the state. So it is a most atrocious miscarriage of justice, and it makes me call to mind Blackstone's dictum that it was better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. And that's why the bar for convictions has got to be high beyond all reasonable doubt, which is it's thought better not to express that numerically. It's not 95% or 99%. Is as a criminal barrister to me said, it's a decision that shan't need to be revisited. But revisited it was, and indeed it was overturned. So it's been through the most ghastly ordeal for a very long time indeed. And Lord Justice Holyrood, the judge in the case said, you may leave the court free and you're no longer subject to any conditions of license. And the police said it was a grave miscarriage of justice, which it undoubtedly was. So 2 weeks after this the incident, way back in 2003, he was given a life sentence. Now there's a minimum term of 7 years. 7 years is life. I know it seems ridiculous, but anyway, he served a further 10 years in prison after that, because he was not willing to fess up to a crime that he never committed. And so it was astonishing. I mean, his name was dragged through the mud. A lot of people would commit suicide over this thing. So it was a gross injustice. And obviously it's very dangerous to the public, because it left the real assailant on the streets free to strike again, if indeed there was rape at all. I mean, there might have been consensual intercourse. I don't know. Because we're told we must accept these accusations as absolutely true. You can never question them, or you'll bring up the most furious fusillades of insults that you must be one of them too, rather than asking some worthwhile questions of keeping an open mind and considering the possibility that the defendant is innocent. The complainant must be believed implicitly and without question. So you can see very easily how the lynch mob gets going, how they can stampede people to unfair convictions. So Malcolmson is yet another victim of the matriarchy, which has shifted the goalposts on trials in this case, where the defendant's name is published for all to see. The complainant's name is not revealed unless she, or indeed he, in writing, waives that right to anonymity and so on. So we don't have fair trials, that the defendant can't question the complainant and so on. There was no DNA evidence whatsoever to tie him to this. He was identified by somebody, and that's obviously flawed. It's a very imperfect human memory. The Crown Prosecution Service said that Malcolmson's conviction was unsafe because the evidence which is suggestive of another man being the person who actually committed this crime, Mr. B, I mean, indeed, if there was a crime. Greater Manchester Police had dealt with this. So a jury has found him guilty when they should not have done so. So this really was quite shocking. There are all sorts of reasons to believe that he didn't do it. He was a security guard, and he was due to go back to the Netherlands where he's working, where he's apprehended. He was stunned. It was like a nightmare from which he just couldn't wake up. So this is staggering. I'm afraid to say, I think not an isolated case. And it reminds me of why it's just very worrying when the matriarchy gets going, says we have to improve conviction rates, improve, which means increase. Okay, so we're going to convict some innocent people just for arithmetical purposes, just so the number is higher, the percentage is higher. That's preposterous. Would you convict an innocent person just so that more people were convicted? Surely not. You can't convict someone just to make up the numbers, or indeed acquit someone just to make up the numbers. Each case must be judged on its own merits and not target chasing, because when they say improve these statistics, they only mean increase the number of people convicted, which means increase the number of innocent people who are convicted, which also leaves, as I pointed out, the real rapist out in the streets ready to attack again. So it's the worst from everyone's perspective. And then Part of the reasons that juries are rightly reluctant to convict is because sometimes juries have got it wrong. And as often he said, she said. And when cases come out like this, when a completely innocent person is finally let out of jail 17 years later, and then juries are hesitant about casting a vote for a guilty verdict. So that's the way it goes. So there's very dangerous rhetoric around this, around, you know, from various populist politicians, particularly of a feminist cast of mind, who really just scrape the gutter and subject us to a moral panic, be alarmist about this. I mean, rape is obviously a ghastly crime. No one would want to be a victim of that. I don't want to be a victim of that. I don't want anyone I like or anyone at all, even those I dislike, to be a victim of that. I don't want anyone to be wrongfully convicted of committing this crime. Now, sadly, this crime, like every other one, has always existed, shall always exist. We can never prevent it completely. Like most problems, it's reducible. It's not entirely soluble. And the solution is not to lower the evidential threshold when it comes to securing convictions. I know the Crown Prosecution Service, they're going to get it in the neck either way, that they charge when they shouldn't have charged, that they didn't charge when they should have charged. I mean, when there's all this outcry in the wake of the death of the late Sir Jimmy Savile, people saying, oh, the CPS, even on the flimsiest of evidence, should prefer charges against people. And then when sometimes the charges have to be thrown out or the investigations are discontinued or whatever, or they're acquittal, people say, oh, they never should have been charged in the first instance. Okay, the CPS is not a court. It can't actually convict people. Or it has to take a judgment, often a delicately balanced one, about whether there is a reasonable likelihood of the person being found guilty or not. Yeah, and just because someone is acquitted, that doesn't mean that there wasn't a considerable chance a person be acquitted. And just because you know, the CPS says this doesn't quite meet the standard, doesn't mean that they're always wrong. Yeah, and so whatever happens, somebody's going to be bitterly disappointed. You know, they can't both win the case in criminal cases or indeed civil cases. And so the side that loses might be going to say, "Oh, there's no justice. They're biased. It's the system. They're whatever. They're." Feminist or the masculinist, it's the patriarchy, it's the matriarchy or whatever. But obviously it is the matriarchy in the United Kingdom. I mean, can you name a single anti-feminist politician in the United Kingdom? I can't think of a single one says, yeah, I'm an anti-feminist. Can you think of a police officer or a judge, anyone who says I'm an anti-feminist? I can't think of anybody in the public eye who comes up and say, yeah, I'm an anti-feminist. There are plenty of feminists. I mean, almost all of them will say, I'm feminist. Yes, I'm here for the furtherance of a feminist agenda, for the imposition of this ideology, and that the judiciary must conform more to feminism and try to be accomplishing its goals. So the advancement of feminism is a stated objective of the civil service, of the judiciary, of the police force, the Crown Prosecution Service, the armed forces, and education, and so forth. Anyway, so thank you for watching, and so down with the matriarchy. Goodbye.